This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone seated? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We're delighted. We broadcast 2 hours every day, 9 o'clock in the morning through 11 o'clock in the morning, Central Time. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing much, much, much better. And I'll tell you why. Yesterday, I was on the phone with CenturyLink, which is also known as CenturyTel, which is the worst telephone provider in the galaxy. And our telephone bill went up 28%. So,
oh, my gosh.
Well, they keep doing it, you know. I think their motto... I haven't read this anywhere, but I think the motto for CenturyLink is poor quality at higher prices. I think that's their corporate motto. But anyway, I called yesterday, and I wanted to talk with the customer retention department. And this is, class, please pay attention to this. You can lower your phone bill. And if you have satellite TV, and most bills except for the ones that are fully automated, like Netflix, you won't be able to reduce that.
Systemized.
Maybe your cable, maybe your satellite television, maybe your phone bill. By just placing a call asking for customer retention. That telephone number is hidden. You will not be able to look up that number. But once you go through the automated prompts and you keep hitting 0000 or 0000, I should say O for operator, or you say operator or agent or customer service, they'll ultimately get you to a person. Then you explain that you'd like to continue with their service, but it's hard to justify because the price keeps going up. And you'll get in touch with a specialist whose job it is to offer you one incentive at a time to keep you from jumping ship or cutting the cord with them.
If you just say science.
And what I did yesterday was I had this really sweet gal, and she was on the East Coast.
So that's the
and I explained to her that I just couldn't justify the high cost of this,
the
of
line
this
for
boys telephone service
is much higher, several
and internet
higher than the line for
and
girls.
So
and the gap is increasing.
What she did was she offered me discounts,
but it's not having any.
And let me tell you what our discounts are.
And if you look at engineering, it's even more stark. So
these discounts,
technology and engineering,
usually last for 6 months.
Really, really want
maybe
to do
some
it
of them a year, but they keep expiring, and they keep expiring at different times.
Maybe you can argue that
so our
that
bill
is
keeps going up and down, up and down,
but
every month.
At a certain point, I think you have to look at this.
So here's what I have. I have a loyalty credit of $10. So they reduce my bill by $10. Then I have another loyalty credit of $5. Then I have a loyalty discount of $10. Then I have a promotional discount of $2. Then I have another promotional discount of $10.
So the deeper
so I have
and the reason
all
why
these discounts
I'm so concerned
because
about
I just asked for
time
them.
On this,
and you can
really,
too.
Really, really deep
So if you're paying $100 for your phone service, you can get it down into roughly the $50 neighborhood, maybe the $60 neighborhood, by just asking.
Does not imply causation.
And saying, is there anything else you can do?
That,
and then when we're done with the phone call, or almost, well, during the early part of the phone call, she said, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'll be right back. She came right back. She said, I'm sorry for putting you on hold. So naturally, I know that she's timed. And they've got a meter running to figure out how long the average call is for her. Because if she's too slow, they're going to beat her up. If she's too fast, they may say, atta girl.
What do you think?
And no raise or anything, just say, atta girl.
Autism is caused
so what I do is I say,
or do you
when they come back and say they're sorry for putting me on hold, I say, well, it's okay. It's no problem. I've got all day for you. I've taken the rest of the day off for this phone call.
Probably neither. That's
the last thing you want to hear, because that means I may have more questions, and they want to, so they cut right to the chase, and they start offering all the discounts they can.
Do you think
that's the strategy?
That you're in a relationship and you have more sex,
and it works.
Your income will go up,
and it absolutely works.
So that's the way
I have -10, -5, -10, -2, and -10.
Would instantly
on our
say,
phone bill.
What's the third?
In class, you can do the same thing.
Extroversion.
So the minute you see your phone bill go up,
people who have that trait,
call them up.
Have more sex,
and then at the end of the call, I said, "Oh, what can you do about lowering our phone bill? It just went up."
But suddenly, you
because these discounts would take effect next
month. And they
all
say,
for one
my
time,
God.
I can reduce it and bring it back
causation.
To where it was.
The
so that's how I did
that
it.
Person is a
so I just want to share that with the class. Any comments on it?
All we have is a correlation.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I don't know that our telephone monopoly around here does anything similar, unfortunately.
So at social justice,
you because
it's
they.
If a group is underrepresented, it
I don't know. They're just.
Suggests.
Well, for one thing, they happen to be owned by the government.
That is what you learn.
So it's not like that they have private shareholders that they have to give an account to. Because no matter what happens, they can always put their hand out for the government. So it doesn't really matter if they keep customers or not. Under such circumstances, you know, because it's not like that they have to make money.
Lesson. I want you all
they
to
just
say
do.
It now.
Does that make sense?
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah,
correlation
absolutely.
Does not
in some
government
way.
Thank you.
Government employees, except for
government
maybe the
doesn't have to be efficient.
Right,
now,
except for maybe the collectors of revenue, like those who set the rates, and maybe the police, those who are in the business of getting money, they might have some kind of incentive to do a better job from the government's perspective, the government corporation's perspective, but in terms of earning a profit,
by all means look more closely.
I don't know of any government agency that is measured on profit. And they are.
You
they are in the business of making money. There's no question about it.
Powerful test.
That's why the police are hiding and sniping at the end of the month. Because they have to do better in their ticket contest.
They made up all kinds of
they have to catch up with Daryl or Tommy or whoever was the leader last month in terms of tickets.
Who was selected?
Weren't you saying something about them having black cars?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was filling up one day,
everybody
getting gasoline for one of our gas-powered vehicles, and there was this brand new SUV.
So of course these professors
big, expensive
would
SUV.
Women. They've been trying since the
90s
to
in my best Columbo,
so
I walked over to the guy, and he was the chief of the police of that little city.
But
he had been traveling to Springfield, Missouri.
Shows that the
Christmas St. Louis area.
Sexist, gets it
and
exactly
I said, wow, that really is something. Like I was impressed with, this piece of machinery that
the
taxpayers and the people who got tickets paid for. And he said, yeah, it's called the blackout edition. I said, wow, that's really hard to see. He goes, yeah, it's really hard to see. Wow, that's really something. And he was like bragging about how
say it loud with me right now.
How this is a he didn't use the word sniper vehicle.
Disparate
but that's what he was saying. This is a really cool sniper vehicle.
Okay,
and we had to order it specially because to get it so you can't see it, you have to pay extra for that. And he was really proud of this
And in our society,
big,
academic society,
black,
accusations of racism
imposing,
are virtue signals.
Aggressive looking
all the time because it's a good
SUV.
SUV.
That probably cost $80,000. I'm thinking easily.
A lot of definitions,
you know, that's before it was equipped with all the dumaflatches that they have in there. You know, like,
so
the, like the concealed radar and the concealed lighting and the, you know, of the extra comfortable seats, you know, to make sure that these parasites are comfortable.
Everybody should agree.
You know, while they're assaulting us.
If people are treated differently because they are black or gay,
wrong. In a little hamlet just outside of Springfield a couple days ago, they had the snipers out there hiding. And so, of course, I'm afraid for their safety. I'm concerned
about
their safety. So I warn everybody coming their way.
And
when the opposing traffic, I warn everybody with my headlights. I flash and flash and flash. It's like flash. And just to make sure. Well, I don't want anybody to get hurt. Especially, they might not see these guys. They might run into them. So to keep the police safe, I let everybody know that the police are there.
The Department of Education began prosecuting Title IX.
Yep. I'll tell you what, when I was Lady Catherine Ferris, there was a reason why I chose black horses.
Suspended more often than girls.
For my work.
Because
they're hard to
see. And so the Bush administration thought, this is unfair.
That's exactly
this is a violation of Title IX.
On a dark night, you didn't see me coming until I was right there.
And so they told
me.
I
don't have any black horses, but I do have black cows.
And so
what are they
going to
do?
That's a problem because we have people now who are shooting cows from the road.
So if the girl does anything wrong,
for fun,
you have to suspend her.
They shoot cows.
If the boy does anything that isn't violent,
groundhogs. They shoot armadillos. They shoot foxes. They shoot coyotes.
So think about that.
They shoot birds off power lines. It's nuts.
They have many more internalized disorders. They commit more violent crimes.
People have absolutely gone crazy.
We know that boys violate.
I live in the Wild West out here. I would prefer the Wild West to a city.
The goal is to make the suspension rates.
People are really nuts. They throw their trash out the windows, you know, when they're traveling, because they know someone else will pick it up. But the bad thing is, you know, people who spit their gum out. That's just one little bad thing. People who spit their gum out the window, they don't realize, maybe they're just too stupid to realize that maybe a bird might eat that and think it's food and die. So just because they're so careless, so unconcerned with reality, that they just spit their gum out. I object to that. I object to people throwing their cigarette butts out. And I told the story on the air that I had a student who had come to our shop where I volunteered to teach a class in computer science after school to students who were interested. I just said, if you want to come, I'll teach you. And this one guy would get out of his car right in front of our shop entrance on our farm in Virginia. He'd get out and he'd smash his cigarette butt into our driveway day after day. It bothered me because I got to pick them all up.
I had a student who,
so I saved my trash can for him.
I volunteered,
and when all the students were in class, I just walked out the door with my trash can and I emptied out in his car to show him what it was like. Nobody could believe I did that. He never did it again. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a
105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice. Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Since it became the Soviet Union.
And has not the United States meddled in other people's elections as well, right?
Of course. Of course.
The one.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest center cut.
Educational radio. That's a good question. I don't know. I'll check that out.
High power.
I'm trying to remember the numbers. I think the numbers were big enough. We must have. I don't know, though.
Vincent Finelli.
I just want to thank them for letting us know that something is wrong with our signal. It's fuzzy sounding on both ways of receiving.
That would be how have they been asked? What's the back and forth with the game?
Jason, if you know of anything you can do to fix that, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the call from the Decatur Police Department. Now, you would think that we wouldn't have any police listening.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We do.
We've
I've gotten calls from the
closer
Decatur
to Earth,
Police Department.
The better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp makes it easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com.
So this gentleman listens every day, and he, like I said, he probably doesn't have a lot of friends.
We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com. Or call 877-878-4203.
I've never met him, but I have a feeling he's been listening for years. Is that interesting or what?
People's elections as well, right?
That's absolutely amazing. Because I only know of one or two police or former police that I actually have the time of day for. I know a few, but not many. The few that I do know are absolutely sterling, solid gold guys. They really
are. I have a feeling this gentleman got himself into some hot water because he went after an official, an elected official. He went after him for a crime. And so, like the rest of us, I believe he's been punished. Now, I've offered him time on the air. Come and tell us, you know, whatever he wants to tell us about the police business. But he prefers to not come on the air. Mark in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah, good morning. Boy, you must have said something because you're really getting a lot of chatter. there's like you got 3-4 voices coming over. Isn't that called harassment?
No, wait, hold on. Are you saying you're hearing the same thing too?
Oh yeah. It's just like they're I know that they've done this to other people. I don't think this is just paranoia, but you know the word paranoia means that you're on the alert. It means that you got your eyes open and you're on the alert.
Okay, so Jason, if you could check this out. We've had this before. Okay. Okay, Jason just fixed it. Jason, thank you so much. By the way, Jason, Jason's our engineer. This has happened before, and if you could tell me during the break what it is, so if I hear it and someone beside you is engineering, I can say, oh yeah, Jason found the problem and here's what it is. All you have to do is do this. So I appreciate that, Jason. So it's fixed. So, Mark, please continue.
Oh, that's good. Okay. You know, I was, I really couldn't hear what you were been talking about with Gwyneth, but the, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up about 9/11 was that, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but I sold my house back in 2005, and when I did here in Illinois, I was living in my fifth wheel, and I happened to hear one day of stuff that I had moved. Some of the stuff, most of it, moved into a place to hold it until I could sell everything off. But some of the stuff I brought into my fifth wheel and where I was living and traveling in, and I heard a beep, beep,
great.
Beep. And I'm looking
great.
All over the trailer for this
yeah.
beep, beep, beep. And I find out it's my phone. It's a home phone that I had. And I take it all apart, and it's got a bug in it. And I realize, oh, okay. This is what I was hearing from all this doublespeak in my phone. And anyway, yeah, and so here's what the deal was, is that after 9/11 happened, I never watched the footage on TV at all concerning 9/11 because I just knew that it wasn't right. And this is what I said. This is why I got my phone bugged. But this is what I said. I said, 9/11, I said the planes that hit the tower were not planes. It was three-dimensional hologram produced by lasers from satellite.
That's amazing. That's really, really interesting.
Well, I
go back and look at the footage.
I've got it.
It doesn't look right.
No. No, I've got
no,
to tell you that
I've got
some information about that. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Justice Department now setting a timetable for the release of the Mueller report on the Russia probe. A DOJ official saying this morning that report will be made available to Congress and the public within weeks. Attorney General William Barr has already released a summary of the report that concludes there was no cooperation or conspiracy between members of the Trump campaign and Russia. Democrats are claiming a vote yesterday in the Republican-controlled Senate on the climate change bill known as the Green New Deal was a political stunt. The vote was 57-0 against it. Most Democrats voted present. Here's Republican Senator Mike Lee on it.
It's not a serious proposal, and it's something that we ought to highlight as we consider things like this that would be devastating on our economy.
Lee was speaking on Fox and Friends. The Senate never held any hearings on the measure, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Watch it. God, you're
take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mark, you were talking about the planes in 9/11. Would you mind continuing what you thought happened, please?
Yeah. Well, another thing very interesting is that in the 1980s, there was a project introduced in Boston, Massachusetts, to build an underground tunnel from Boston to New York City. And so this tunnel was like about 8 lanes. It's a big, massive tunnel operation. And as far as I know, they completed it before 9/11. The other thing was is that that during Clinton administration, there was a bomb that went off on the third floor underneath the Twin Tower building where the president's mortar arcade was flown in by the Secret Service. And where that blew up, the whole third floor of the garage, you can back, go back and trace these things. The other, another thing that happened was that when on 9/11, there were these Zionists, that's just what I'm going to call them, 22 of them that were arrested. And it was really interesting because they were arrested, they were on different buildings, different locations, kind of like forming a triangular, with the Twin Towers. I think what they had was laser equipment that wasn't just cameras. They have appeared to look like a camera, but I think it was a triangular. They were part of this conspiracy to produce a three-dimensional hologram. And another thing, too, is that you have to have sound. And so there was a guy named Bob Carver, who is a NASA engineer, who was, had a background in physics, a PhD in physics. He had three PhDs. He designed all of the components for the space shuttle with the type of engineering that he was involved in. He was an electrical acoustical engineer. He was a circuit engineer and a physicist. And he designed all these, he designed what they call holography, which was three-dimensional sound. So not only if you're going to produce a 3D hologram using laser, and this technology was developed in the 70s, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't late 70s, but it wasn't brought out to perfection until, you know, until they really launched this whole conspiracy to fool everybody.
Well, here's what I know. I have a friend who lives in Virginia, and her son was working in an office complex in Richmond, Virginia. And a call came in from New York City, from one of the towers, to a coworker of my friend's son. And there was a father of this coworker's friend, called his son and said, the tower had been hit. It's okay. I'm above the flames. It's okay. And during that phone call, the phone went dead. And the building disappeared.
Hey, can I want to interject one more thing, too. And that is, I believe this was a bank heist. I believe the first tower had the mainframe in it for the banking system, because all of the Iranian assets that were frozen under the Jimmy Carter administration with the, when the hostages were taken in Iran in 1979 under the Carter administration, all of the Iranian assets were frozen. They were in the Twin Towers. And so the first primary, system, which the computer system, well, had to be taken out. And the second primary system, the secondary system of the mainframe, was in the second tower. So they had to take these mainframes out simultaneously in order to transfer the funds. And if you go back and look at a movie in 1999 that was John Travolta in it, it's kind of really mysterious because he was a Mossad agent in this movie, and it's about jacking into the mainframe of a computer system and a banking system and hijacking the funds, transferring them at all this precise timing.
Okay, here's what else I know. We had a computer business back then, and we had customers in all kinds of businesses. And at one of the businesses, and when I say customers, I mean I built the networks for these businesses. I would go into the businesses, I'd run the wire, connect the networks, teach the customers how to use their computers. And there's a lady there who I worked with, and her son was a steward, and his wife was a stewardess. And they decided that they were going to go on vacation and use their benefits of being airline employees so they could get on the same flight and be working on the flight while they were headed toward their destination, which would ultimately be Hawaii from the East Coast. And they were on the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, and they died. So what I'm saying is I know indirectly of a family who had a family member, a loved one, who was on one of those planes, was killed. I also know the story that I told you about the co-worker of a young man whose father called. I also know that on that day that I received a phone call from a man named John, I'll just use his first name, and he worked at a school system where I was a consultant. And I got a phone call from him just after the attack on the Pentagon. After that airborne, whatever you want to call it, a missile, plane, whatever it was, that landed on the Pentagon building and blew a hole in it. I got a call from this young man who I saw very often as a consultant, and he was in tears, and he said the Pentagon was just hit. My dad works in the Pentagon, and this man was a teacher at a school system.
Yeah, what was the location of the Pentagon? Was it the vault, what they call the vault in the Pentagon?
That was the accounting department.
You know, I'll say this just in case there's anybody listening. People ask me, they say, how do I know what I know? And I know this I don't mean this to sound arrogant or proud or nothing, but I know it because I'm a prophet. And God tells me things. He really does. And there's no way I could know these things unless God would tell me.
I'll tell you how it was the accounting department, okay? There's a fellow out there, and I would actually like to go into his life a little bit because he's got a very, very curious life and a very, very curious ancestry, okay? His name is called Benjamin Fulford, and there's a lot of people out there who love to hate Benjamin Fulford, but some of the stuff that he said is not so, you know, he is a bit strange. But with regards to his 9/11 work, it's pretty well spot on. And he is the one who pointed out that it was the accounting department that was struck in the Pentagon. So if there's anybody out there, I'm sure we've got people from the black ops world who are listening to what we're saying. But, you know, don't get annoyed at me. Get annoyed at Benjamin Fulford. He's the one who said it. And the other thing is, it's really, really interesting that you're talking about a bank heist, because something else that Ben Fulford said was this. He said that there were shipments of gold that were being smuggled out of the basement of the World Trade Center. Okay? Like I said, this is not my information. This information's been out there for several years. Ben Fulford put it out. Okay? And I would like to go into his ancestry in a moment, Vincent, if you don't mind, but I'll just tell the story first and then I'll go into his ancestry because it's really quite interesting where he comes from. Oh my gosh, there were something like 12 weekly shipments of gold bullion that went out from the basement of the World Trade Center in disguised in garbage barges. They have garbage barges in New York City to get rid of the city's trash. And apparently they just dump it in the Hudson River or offshore or somewhere. And but there were they would go, these barges would go like over the horizon, and then they would get picked up by ships and get taken somewhere. And you know, there were 12 of these shipments out of the basement of the World Trade Center that were taken out and loaded onto a particular vessel, and then from there disappeared. And the origin of that gold was actually Nazi gold that was taken there after World War II, taken to New York City, and it ended up in the basement of the World Trade Center in an enormous vault. And it was after the 12th shipment had gone, that was on the September the 11th, 2001, that I think that it was the week after that, after all the gold was gone out of the basement of the World Trade Center, that 9/11 happened. And in his opinion, at least part of what 9/11 was destruction of evidence. And it was interesting that the Pentagon accounting department was also destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about that. And there's another problem with the World Trade Center, asbestos, 400 tons of it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Genetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Mark in Illinois is with us. And as I was saying, the steward and stewardess that decided they were going to go on vacation arranged their schedule so they could be on one of the planes, and that plane crashed in Pennsylvania, and they died. And I really believe they did die on that flight, because I know the parent, the mother of one of them, and she was absolutely distraught. And when that happened, it ruined her career. She was unable to work for a long time. So those are the stories that I know about the World Trade Center, and also, I mean, from close to firsthand experience, not firsthand, but near that. And I also know that there was a lot of asbestos in the World Trade Center, about 400 tons of it. And if you think about the pictures that you've seen in class of the what was left of the buildings that was on the ground, it's a lot of dust. A lot of dust. And there are some people who believe that one of the reasons that the World Trade Center was selected for this type of experiment or disaster or whatever you want to call it was because they had asbestos in the building and they could not get rid of it. They didn't know how to economically, viably get rid of all the 400 tons of asbestos in the structure. So maybe you put all that together. What are we going to do with this building? Well, we can just have the building go away. And that's what Dr. Judy Wood said. What happened to the buildings?
They disappeared. Can I just interject something real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, all the Iranian assets were frozen during the Jimmy Carter administration. Isn't it really peculiar that President Obama gave all of these funds back to Iran with interest?
Well, and, I didn't know that.
Okay, think about this. Just think about what I'm, just pray about what I'm telling you. Think about it, because that's what I've done. And, you know, the Lord will, you know, he's the God of truth. He'll show you all truth. You know, I just want to tell you, it's a bank heist. This was a bank heist to hijack all of these monies and to transfer them in a digital accounts. Who knows how many they transferred them to? I don't know that information, but I do know that they jacked the system. This was a bank heist, and they had to take out the mainframe and the first tower, and they had to take out the second mainframe, but they had to do it simultaneously. And they used a hologram, three-dimensional hologram, with a laser, with holography as well, with the sound. So it looked so real that it would fool everybody.
Let's talk about mainframes for just a minute. I was a computer jockey for many years, and I worked for banks as a computer jockey. I was in charge of a computer system, and I was also in charge at another time in data communications. And I know a little bit about computer systems of that era, mainframes, as you mentioned. And I know what we did. In my department, since I was responsible for the hardware, the mainframe, if you will, we had redundancy. We had power backup systems. We actually had a motor generator type system that would take AC power and use a flywheel effect so that you'd have a motor running on the AC from the grid, and it would turn a flywheel. And then attached to the other end of that flywheel was a generator. So the idea was if there were irregularities in the power supply, that flywheel effect would continue spinning and ride through these momentary outages. Okay? So we protected the data that way. Then we also had disk drives, and we would back up from one disk drive to another disk drive. And back then, some of the disk drives made by IBM were called Winchester disk drives, like the gun manufacturing company. And that's because it was an IBM Model 3030 disk drive. So it was called a Winchester, because Winchester made a rifle chambered in 3030. And then we took those disk drives and we backed them up to tape, and we stored them off-site so that if something happened to the building, it would be okay. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of problems with trying to destroy data, the mainframe, the disk drives, and the off-site tape files. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.